This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Vaccination efforts in the United States have slowed, even as a new variant is trying to take hold. Federal health authorities warn of the rise of the Delta variant of COVID-19, in particular in pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. During a call for governors this week, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the Delta variant has increased from 2.7% of all cases in the U.S. in May to 9.7% this month, according to details provided by the Washington governor's office. The people of France were allowed to remove face masks when outside Thursday for the first time since last fall. The easing of coronavirus rules came as authorities hailed a rapid decline in new cases on the eve of summer holidays, raising hopes for a more vibrant and relaxed tourist season. The nationwide curfew of 11 p.m. will be lifted ahead of schedule Sunday, the government announced, reinforcing a sense that France's vaccination drive is starting to pay off. The health minister said 60% of adults have now received at least one COVID shot, and youths 12 and older are now eligible as well. In addition, Disneyland Paris welcomed visitors for the first time in 8 months. India's iconic Taj Mahal reopened Wednesday as a devastating second wave of the coronavirus pandemic begins to ebb, prompting authorities to ease restrictions. A steep decline in new infections this month has encouraged major cities such as New Delhi, Mumbai, and Bengaluru to reopen vast swaths of the economy, including tourist sites, hotels, shopping malls, and restaurants. But after reports in crowded markets and packed rail stations, doctors warned of a resurgence. This is VOA News. Russian lawmakers passed legislation Thursday that would oblige U.S. tech giants to open offices in Russia by January 2022 or face punitive measures, part of a push by Russia to beef up what it calls internet sovereignty. Russia has cracked down on U.S. internet companies in recent months and slowed down Twitter's internet traffic since March to punish it for not deleting what Moscow says is banned content. The new legislation, which passed its third and final reading in the lower house of parliament, requires foreign sites with more than 500,000 daily users in Russia to set up a local branch or Russian legal entity. The lack of such a requirement currently allows foreign sites to formally remain outside of Russia's jurisdiction, the bill's authors said. The bill needs to be approved by the upper house of parliament and signed by President Vladimir Putin before it becomes law. That is widely expected to happen. Sweden's minority government could be toppled next week after a group of four parties in parliament announced Thursday they would back a no-confidence vote, potentially triggering a snap election. The far-right Sweden Democrats Party announced it was calling for a motion of no confidence for Monday after the left party earlier warned it would seek a similar move over a dispute on rent controls for newly constructed apartments. The parliament group leader for the Sweden Democrats told a press conference, quote, "There is now a majority in parliament that wants to dismiss the prime minister," end quote. Both the conservative moderate party and the Christian Democrats followed suit, securing a parliamentary majority for the no confidence motion against the government of Social Democratic Prime Minister Stefan Löfven. Many people in Hong Kong had no immediate plans to get vaccinated against COVID-19, thinking there seemed to be no pressing need with travel restrictions still in place and no major outbreak at home. Hong Kong so far has managed to avoid widespread infections with fewer than 12,000 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. But many had a change of heart when one of the city's property developers offered a lucky draw with a grand prize of a one-bedroom condominium. The government is also promoting incentives from private companies for vaccinated people, such as gold bars and a Tesla car. A worker at a game park in South Africa has been killed by a Siberian tiger, which leapt over an electric fence, killing him instantly, police said Thursday. The incident occurred Wednesday at a privately owned park about 30 kilometers from the area formerly known as Port Elizabeth. Police are investigating. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.